The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 26, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Members of a Texas group working to end mass incarceration thought they were making headway. Now, they are not so sure. More on that from Ross Brown.
Faith in Texas has ideas for how Dallas County could reduce the prison population by 25% and receive support from a county judge to draft a proposal. But group organizer Joe Swanson says the reform talks have stalled, and the Dallas County commissioners have appointed a committee to determine if a new jail should be built. Swanson says reform is an important conversation, especially because people of color are incarcerated at significantly higher rates than white people across the country.
We can either like put our heads in the sand and close our ears and our eyes and pretend that that's just a coincidence, or we can do something about it in a way that's not just the status quo of, well, new jail. And I think that that's really important to name. This is systemic racism at work.
One commissioner argued a new jail might be appropriate because the county has a dated criminal justice system and needs new ways of doing things.
The U.S. has 5% of the world's population, but holds almost 25% of the world's prisoners. That's about 2.2 million people, according to the Vera Institute of Justice. Farmers of color in Minnesota expected to see new opportunities to get their products into school lunch programs. Their advocates say a major funding boost from the federal government paves the way for producers who may have struggled to reach customers.
This week, the USDA announced a $3.5 million expansion of a program to help the state facilitate purchasing of locally grown foods for school cafeterias. Nikki Warner of the nonprofit food hub The Good Acre says she likes the program's emphasis on working with the state's increasingly diverse group of farmers, including Hmong, Latino, and Black producers.
BIPOC farmers, not just in Minnesota, but across the country, have faced more barriers to participating in wholesale markets, even in direct markets, you know, like at a farmer's market.
She says it's especially timely because some farmers' markets have yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. The Minnesota Farmers Union says the program offers not only a bigger market for independent farmers, but also helps them earn a fair price for their products in an era of market concentration. I'm Mike Moen.
Now, from the New York Times, a federal judge Thursday ordered that a redacted version of the affidavit used to obtain a warrant for former President Donald Trump's. The Times notes the decision by the judge there, Bruce E. Reinhart, came just hours after the Justice Department submitted its proposal for extensive redactions to the document in an effort to shield witnesses from intimidation or retribution. This is PNS. Reactions keep pouring in following this week's student loan forgiveness announcement by President Joe Biden in South Dakota. The trade school community says affordability is on the mind of leaders right now, too. Biden's action means millions of borrowers are poised to see their remaining loan balances forgiven with specific caps and income requirements. It is meant for those with a direct federal loan. Nick Wendell is with the South Dakota Board of Technical Education.
If we're not addressing some of the underlying factors, we're going to be back in this same position in 5 and 10 years with a huge number of folks in our population that had to incur debt to get a degree.
In the face of those challenges, Wendell says they've tried to control costs, including a recent tuition freeze, but there had been incremental increases since 2017. Still, the board says the state's technical schools are a good option for future students worried about taking on too much debt. And with the new school year beginning, Virginia parents are being urged to keep an eye on their children's mental health. Edwin J. Vieira has more.
According to Mental Health America, 79,000, or 13%, of children in Virginia have experienced a severe major depressive episode in the past year. Dr. Asha Patton-Smith, a Virginia child psychiatrist, says there are many ways parents can help provide their kids the support they'll need. She describes some of the signs parents should look out for that might signal a mental health concern.
Some of the main things that come up are changes in sleep, changes in appetite, increased social isolation, increased irritability, challenges with patients not wanting to separate from their parents, so social-emotional attachment issues.
Other signs to watch for are panic or anxiety symptoms and kids complaining of headaches or stomach aches.
According to Mental Health America, 79,000, about 13% of kids in Virginia, have experienced a severe major depressive episode in the past year. Finally, Suzanne Potter tells us local leaders are pressing the Congress to create a new wildlife refuge in Riverside County.
Senators Dianne Feinstein and Alex Padilla recently introduced the Western Riverside National Wildlife Refuge Act, and Congressman Ken Calvert introduced the House version this spring. Aaron Hake is with the Riverside County Transportation Commission, which manages the Western Riverside County Regional Conservation Authority.
The exact location of where the refuge will be is not yet defined. If these bills pass, it will then be up to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to decide where they would like to acquire land to establish the refuge.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trusted educators at publicnewsservice.org.